gentlemen on this.
Just writing some notes.
I was remembering the discussion we had, all of your disciples and you, when we were considering whether we should go to Vrindavan or not. How we were all giving different arguments. How we were all giving different arguments one side or the other. So I was remembering how I was just writing down some of the different arguments. And then we all concluded that the best program was to come to Vrindavan. And now I can see it was the right conclusion, because I feel that we are at home. Here it is home. Krishna and Balaram are here. Did you have a nice rest? I think so. I think you rested for about 3 hours in a row just now.
Here you are.
Yes, it's nearly a quarter to one. You were very tired from the trip. I've heard it said that when great personalities arrive, everything is always cleansed. So I see that upon your coming, everything is cleansed by Krishna sending all of this rain. The atmosphere becomes cool, and the sound of the rain is also very pleasing.
Or very fun. Sun also are there.
The sunshine? There was sunshine when we arrived. But now it is cloudy and rain. I was wondering, Srila Prabhupada, whether you would like for the Kaviraj to be called. I was thinking he might be called tomorrow. Today, no need for him to come. Better that you mostly relax today. And I was thinking that, as you said, better or worse, some husband must be there. So we should have some doctor. Is that all right? Nice to be with you when you're in Vrindavan. Do the needful?
Yeah. I read all consciousness. Is that all right?
In what regard, Srila Prabhupada?
In every regard.
Everything, every regard.
Oh, yes. All you have to do is think of Krishna and Balaram.
Yeah. Give me the chance and rescue you.
Yes.
Darshan and rest.
Give me that chance.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Guru Kripa will also remain here.
Guru Kripa
should remain
should
here.
Also remain here. Yes, actually, he's quite devoted to Krishna Balaram, as well as to your divine grace. He likes the two brothers very much.
Very.
Sometimes he likes to go out to collect for them. Is that all right? So starting tomorrow, we will go in front of Krishna and Balaram for a half hour every day? Or less time. As you feel comfortable.
Let us try.
Yes. Maybe Baladev will give you the strength to sit for a half hour there. This new bed is all right. It is a jumbo size. Very big size bed.
How did you come up?
Well, actually, I'm going to call him now. I wanted you to, you know, wake up because I didn't want him to have to wait so long. So I felt better to let you rest. Now I can call him?
We'll
just find out. He might want to also have a quick sponge bath first. He hasn't done this trip. I think they're going to give him a sponge bath. One of four times the time of the problem. We have the time of the problem.
Due to the difficulty of cement, cement was a problem in the days. But we have drawn now full. Gate will finish within this month. One gate. The other gate will begin after finishing this.
That gate was very good. Bhakti Pranta Swami gate, Bhakti Vedanta Swami mark, Bhakti Vedanta Swami guru.
Second sheet tries to make me turn back. I mean, because if it gets cold, it might be empty for the water.
Krishna Brahman, Brahman, Bhakti Brahman.
Sitting up here, Shri Prabhupada. More comfortable.
बहुत पानी पड़ा प्रभुपाद आपके जाने के बाद इतना पानी पड़ा जलमग्न भर सब पृथ्वी हो अब 10 दिन के लिए खुला है 19 अगस्त तक पानी पड़ा 19 सितंबर तक पानी पड़ा है फॉर 11 डेज इट स्टॉप एंड फ्रॉम सिंस लास्ट 2 डेज इट 11 डेज बहुत तकलीफ द रेट ऑफ द ग्रेन हैज गॉन सो हाई last year the rate of wheat was 40 rupees, this year 78 rupees. Gram 50 rupees, this year 80 rupees. And Srila Prabhupada, that everything has gone so high. Jaw, this barley, was 30 rupees, this year 50 rupees at present. And it is only October beginning. And new rain will be coming in the month of April. So this means after 7 months.
Why is it so high?
The rains have destroyed all crops.
Oh. Do you want to tea?
Jaha. From Delhi, only day before yesterday the way is clear. Mm-hmm. The road is clear only day before yesterday. Again it is raining. Only day before yesterday the road is clear from Delhi to Vrindavan. Delhi to Mathura, that road.
The road is clear?
It was blocked. It was everything was
blocked. Yesterday they got through, but only just the day before it was blocked.
Mm.
Yeah, today again it's raining.
Buses stopped, Prabhupada. Trucks stopped. Only they are allowing some cars to go. Yesterday only car could go.
Mm-hmm.
For Prabhupada chair, he said.
But the planes were on strike. The planes were not going either. In Bombay, plane airports, no planes are leaving. We were lucky to get the first class train.
The road is very bad though, anyway. It wouldn't have been passable.
Yeah.
No official problem.
Yeah, it would have taken 3 to 4 hours to go a car from Delhi in this condition,
mm-hmm.
and bumpy. The train journey was not so bad, I think. Well,
Yeah. Upendra Guru?
Yeah.
Is there a drink for Prabhupada?
Yeah. That mungjal is ready.
It's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, we prepared mung water. I think. What's her name?
Pranav's
wife. Pranav, his wife, she was cooking with Kaladri today. She prepared two things, mung jal and the water from spinach. So that's supposed to be very good also. Would you like to try? And I've said that the feature of the spinach water is that it's very good for strength and very easily digestible. Is what he said. You might like to try something of both.
Yeah. Fresh milk.
Fresh milk.
Fresh milk.
Have water, have milk.
Right now, would you like to have some mung water? Or?
Yeah.
Mung water. And the spinach water?
A little bit.
Okay. And milk will keep ready for whenever you want. Do you have some milk?
Chicken milk now. The cow. Any cow.
Black cow.
No, not black.
You'll be able to get enough anyway.
We want to do. We will keep one cow ready at once.
All the time.
All the time.
One cow. Bhagavad says one cow will be kept ready all the time. So when you say you want milk, immediately they will go and milk this cow. That's good. We'll go and take our lunch now. Okay. How long is it going to take long water now? Srila Prabhupada, now you'll be taking mung water. So in about a couple of hours, would you like to try some milk? Okay. So we'll take leave now, Srila Prabhupada. Take that milk. Here's a piece of sand. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Kirat Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Sumba Yavana Kshadaya Yanye Chapapa Yarapashraya Shraya Sudhyanti Tasmai Pravishne Namaha.
Very beginning.
Where is the beginning?
That chapter.
Well, these are prayers, I mean, these are prayers offered by Sukadeva Goswami.
Yeah.
You want to know what the first prayer is? Sri Suku Uvacha Namaha Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sat Udbhavastana Nirodalilaya Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam Antar Bhavayunup Palakashya Vartmane Palakshya Vartmane Shukadev goes.
Slowly.
But
careful.
Correctly. Okay. Sri Suka Uvacha Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sat Udbhavastana Nirodalilaya Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam Antar Bhavayanu Palaksya Vartmane. Shukadev Goswami said, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, for the creation of the material world, accepts the three modes of nature. He is the complete whole, residing within the body of everyone, and his ways are inconceivable. Bhuyo namasat Vrijina Chidesh Satam. Purport. This material world is a manifestation of three modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the Supreme Lord, for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material world, accepts three predominating forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankara, Shiva. As Vishnu, he enters into every body materially created. As Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, he enters into every universe. And as Shirodakshayi Vishnu, he enters in the body of every living being. Lord Sri Krishna, being the origin of all Vishnu tattvas, is addressed here as Parapuman, or Purushottam, as described in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 18th verse, or the complete whole. The Purusha avatars are therefore his plenary expansions. Bhakti Yoga is the only process by which one can become competent to know him. Because the empiric philosophers and mystic yogis cannot conceive of the personality of Godhead, he is called Anupalakshya Vartmane, the Lord of the Inconceivable Way, or Bhakti Yoga. Bhuyo namasad virjina chide satam asambhavaya kila sattvamurtaye pungshang puna param mahamsya ashrame vyavashtitanam anumrigya dashushe. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator from all distresses of the pious devotees, and the destroyer of the further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Purport. Time is now 4:05.
Morning bells.
That bell, it didn't ring 4 times. On the quarter bell, no, temple bell rings on the half bell. Yeah, there is a bell in the front of the temple, which people sometimes ring as they enter. Do you want to hear the purport to this verse? Yes? Purport. Lord Sri Krishna is the complete form of all existence, both material and spiritual. Akila means complete, or that which is not kila, inferior. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, there are 2 kinds of nature, prakriti, namely the material nature and the spiritual nature, or the external and internal potencies of the Lord. The material nature is called anardava, or inferior, and the spiritual nature is called superior or transcendental. Therefore, the form of the Lord is not of the inferior material nature. He is complete transcendence, and he is murti, or having transcendental form. The less intelligent men who are unaware of his transcendental form describe him as impersonal Brahman. But Brahman is simply the rays of his transcendental body, yasya prabha. The devotees who are aware of his transcendental form render him service. Therefore, the Lord also reciprocates by his causeless mercy and thus delivers his devotees from all distresses. The pious men who follow the rulings of the Vedas are also dear to him, and therefore the pious men of this world are also protected by him. The impious and the non-devotees are against the principle of the Vedas. So, such persons are always hampered from making advances in their nefarious activities. Some of them who are specially favored by the Lord are killed by him personally, as in the cases of Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, etc. And thus, such demons get salvation and are thereby checked from further progress in their demoniac activities. Just like a kind father, either in his favor upon the devotees or his punishment of the demons, he is never kind to everyone because he is complete existence for all individual existence. The Paramahamsa stage of existence is the highest perfectional stage of spiritual values. According to Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord is factually understood by the Paramahamsas only. As there is gradual realization of the transcendence from impersonal Brahman to localized Paramatma to the personality of Godhead, Purushottama, Lord Krishna, similarly there is gradual promotion of one's situation in the spiritual life of sannyas. Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parirajakacharya, and Paramahamsa are gradual progressive stages in the renounced order of life, sannyas. And Queen Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, has spoken about them in her prayers to Lord Krishna, Canto 1, Chapter 8. The Paramahamsas are generally found both among the impersonalists and the devotees. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, as it is clearly stated by Kunti Devi, pure bhakti yoga is understood by the Paramahamsas, and she has especially mentioned that the Lord descends paritranaya sadunam, especially to award bhakti yoga to the Paramahamsas. So ultimately, the Paramahamsas, in the true sense of the term, are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has described, has directly accepted, that the highest destination is bhakti yoga, by which one accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who accept the path of Bhakti Yoga are the factual Paramahamsas. Since the Lord is very kind to everyone, the impersonalists,
reminding them that the Chowkidar wasn't ringing the bell until it became established.
It's been going on for years. When I was a secretary, this is purpose.
Hi, sir. I mean, Srila Prabhupada just rang the bell now. That was a half-hour bell. Before was a 4 o'clock. Yes. Hi, sir. Starting to get darker early. Sun is setting earlier now, I think, than it was when we were last here. Politicians of the world may remain in their respective to see that things are going on. To see these things are going on.
But do you know that in Quebec?
Well, the bell went off on time.
What kind of ringing on the window? Relying on whom Jesus is. That is not very good. I don't think I've seen a Kanan from the morning.
He was here when you arrived into your room. He came.
He was also.
He was sitting in the room.
He was driving your car from the toilet.
And he was also here when Bhagaji came. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
that we make understand that such huge establishment is properly, regularly not managed. Then again, everything will be finished.
I don't think that that's going to happen, Srila Prabhupada. We're too much indebted to you to allow what you have established to go, to become spoiled.
Easy to that.
Yes, sir.
In this condition, it is impossible.
Yeah. All you should have to do is just think about Krishna and Balaram.
Yes. I will give you that. Chances of giving me that we die a little peacefully without an end. I have given and I think everything, whatever you want. My will, a little bit of power, a little. Disaster will happen. You cannot deny it.
Yes, we should. Do not want any disaster to happen. Our only business as your sons and servants is to maintain what you have established. Even if we don't increase it, if we just can maintain it, that'll be. You've done so much. If it's even maintained, it'll be a great credit. We should be proud if people will say that these young men are fit sons of their Guru Maharaj. That will be our great pride if people will say that of us, that they were worthy sons of their Guru Maharaj.
Without any difficulty, that's a great credit. that I'm handing you, but in this condition, a bundle of bones, so it is. Yesterday I saw that Central Station, Bombay, so much crowd. Unexpectedly, is it not? You mark me? Because we have introduced this train 24 hours. This deluxe train is running.
There's a train that's even faster called the Rajdhani. 17 hours.
Also, there was airstrike. So people who would normally take airplane, they're taking train.
Giriraj made one life member aboard the train. A very nice gentleman living on Marine Drive, quite wealthy. He says he never takes the train, only flies. But he went to the airport at 4 o'clock, and the airport said, no flights, all flights canceled. They didn't even give the courtesy to call up the people to tell them the flight was canceled, although they have the telephone numbers of the ticket purchasers. So the man had to take the train.
The strike in instrument invented by modern civilization. So then,
means the government becomes completely controlled by the lowest working class.
Without hands and legs, how one can answer? Civilization that everyone is envious.
Yes.
Just like in our temples, everyone is engaged in some service. We don't reject anyone.
No. The system should be made in such a way that everyone is
With these farms, that is very easy to do. No unemployment. Everybody can work. next to our farm in Australia, there is one man, he has 500 acres of land, but he sends his wife out to work because he is so lazy. He does not work the land. Simply they put some cows there to become fat and then kill them. He has 500 acres of land. This is the modern disease. Everyone is so lazy. There is some, you have always pointed out that there is so much land unused. Now no one wants to work. It is much simpler for them to go and work for 8 hours a day in some office, get some bits of paper money, and then buy from the grocery store.
Or even if they're farmers, all they do is just graze cows. They don't do any work. They just have the cows eat, and then they sell them. Yes.
Yes, Prabhupada. I'll bring it along.
The bank dispatched those two deposits. I wrote the one letter to you.
I only got that letter. The bank was away. And now you've come to send it.
Bank went away?
The bank was not here on that day. I could not check it now yet. The letter only came, and today is Sunday.
Tomorrow, first thing. The deposits were due on the 25th and on the 30th. They became insured. So one should have been dispatched on the 25th, and the other should have been dispatched on the 30th.
So the letter came so late?
It came when the bank was on strike. It came, the day it came, the bank was on strike. The next day, we received notice you were coming. We had to rush and get a chair for you to make arrangements. But unfortunately, that was the only day I could not go there. It came late. Letter came very late. First thing tomorrow, we'll go.
You have got their letter?
I have.
Got their letter?
Oh, yeah. Not only one copy, I have two copies.
What is the letter?
I have them. It's attached in that file of the fixed deposit receipts.
What is it written in?
It gives them specific instruction to immediately transfer these two fixed deposits on the date of maturity to the Central Bank of India, Gwalior Tank Road branch, to the account of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust.
No, what do they say?
And they also acknowledge having received it, having received the two fixed deposit receipts. They wrote that. The bank manager stamped it and dated it. Signature. We gave them the receipt signed, so they acknowledge having received them.
They have not issued any letter. Yes, it will be done.
Well, their acknowledgement of the letter should constitute that. I got them to acknowledge that they received the original. The fact that they would take receipt of the fixed deposits indicates that they have to do the needful as we have instructed them. I mean, I have no doubt that they're going to do that. They, when they came to see you, they accepted that they would have to do that. Because the money was sent to them for life.
The other banking business going on? Huh?
Well, just generally.
Generally, everything is online, yes.
Bank is giving a good service.
Yes, it's online. Called your son, Srila Prabhupada.
Is that Dr. Sharma?
Dr. Sharma. Oh, yeah. Where is he? He's here. Did that milk give you any mucus, Srila Prabhupada?
No.
That's good.
It's really good.
Really fresh.
I drink this milk twice. Morning and evening. Can take and avoid any food.
You can what?
Avoid any food.
You don't like fruit juice?
I want to say, I can drink in the meantime, but by simply drinking this milk, I can live healthy. I think.
Well, the saintly persons in the past did adopt that policy. They were living simply on milk. Are you feeling all right?
Yes.
You're happy to be in Vrindavan, I think. You look very natural being in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm. said.
Prabhupada said, scratch hard. The other train, Punjab Mail, Frontier Mail, oh, Rajdhani Express.
That is from Calcutta?
There's two. One comes from Calcutta, between Calcutta and Delhi, and the other goes Bombay-Delhi, and Delhi-Bombay. Both of them take about 17 or 18 hours. The one going from Calcutta stops only once, Srila Prabhupada, in Kanpur, I think. And between Calcutta and Delhi, it makes one stop at Kanpur. That's all. It's all air conditioned.
And the other?
The other one stops once, I guess, but I'm not certain of the place. Between here and Bombay, it makes one stop, so far I know. I'm not sure where does that stop. They're very popular trains. They run only about twice a week. But the train we were on was quite quick also. But not so quick as this. The train we are on took about, I think, 22 hours, Bombay, Delhi. But Rajdhani, I think, takes 17. It's about 5 hours faster.
There are very fast.
That one we were on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very good. And it was very much on time.